Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. And this September 6th edition of LTN. And thanks for taking a moment to stop by, even if you can only stay for a few. I know people jump in and out, pushing buttons on that car radio, changing the dial. That's the nature of radio. I know what goes on out there. I understand. I get it. But we'll do our best to keep you informed, entertained, persuaded, and give you some choices to think about in taking care of your health. My guest today is Jolie Root. And works with Carlson Labs, and commented on the passing of John Carlson, the founder, he and his wife, of Carlson Labs, is an icon in the natural products industry. And we celebrate his contribution, we'll think of him that way, to this industry and to the health of many people and the wonderful supplement products that they developed over the years and still do at Carlson Labs, and have people such as the caliber of Jolie Root work for them. And a reminder that October 21st, I'll be appearing at the Vitamin Discount Center store in New Tampa. Please stop by. We'll have prizes and giveaways and all sorts of things going on, call kinds of interesting guests live at the store. Give me a chance to meet you, and thank you for listening to the show and show my appreciation. Bring your health and nutrition questions, and bring the kids, too. Bring everybody. And even if you have a neighbor you don't like, bring that person, too. And we're going to talk in the second hour about diabetes. It's a very serious issue. There's all kinds of statistics around it. I'll spare you all that bad news for a moment. Jolie, welcome back. I guess the most fundamental question, just so we understand what is diabetes? What, in a word, what is it?
It's the lack of ability to either make enough or utilize the hormone insulin in order to control your blood sugar levels, both between meals and right after you eat.
So make the inability to make enough or use, two different problems there, insulin, to use, make enough insulin or to use the insulin. Those are different. And do they reflect types of diabetes or what?
They do. We think of type 1 diabetes as the loss of or the maybe never having had the ability to produce enough insulin. So we call that insulin-dependent diabetes. The type 2 diabetes, we make the insulin, but we don't use it. We are not efficient at controlling our metabolism and our blood sugar levels. And maybe it's because our insulin receptors are not willing to pick up the insulin and glucose. They kind of join up together like a partnership, and the insulin receptors are doors on the cells that let the insulin and glucose in to be used for energy. And maybe the insulin receptors are not functioning well, are not receptive. So, you know, that insulin resistance, which is also called metabolic syndrome or pre-diabetes, is a hallmark of type 2 diabetes, where we're making insulin, we're just not recognizing it and using it effectively.
Okay. Now, let's take the second one first, the type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
The insulin is responsible for getting the body doesn't like to have a lot of glucose, serum glucose in the bloodstream. So it wants to take that glucose and utilize it and get it into the cells. How did they explain that to you in nursing school? Why is it that the cells, the receptor sites on the cells become non-compliant, insensitive to, ignore, refuse to obey, whatever way you want to say it, the insulin, you know, the insulin comes, knocks on the door, keeps knocking, knocks. They open the door, open that cell door, let me get this glucose in. And the cell says, not today. Why does that happen?
Not today. I don't need more energy right now. Not today. I'm fueled adequately. Not today. You've been knocking too much and I'm sick of your face.
That's,
you know, like a persistent person that you know socially that you just, oh, not today. I've spent enough time with you already.
Wow. The insulin just can't get the glucose into the cell, so you have a backwash of glucose, serum glucose in the bloodstream. And why is that so deleterious to the cells, tissues, and organs? What's up with the glucose being so bad then?
Well, sugar damages protein in a mechanism that we call a cross-linking, or a mechanism that we call glycation or glycosylation, where glucose damages protein. And so when the glucose is allowed to elevate, or does elevate, because of insulin resistance or because of too much glucose, then what happens is the protein that gets damaged in this case is usually the blood vessel wall, but it could be tissues and organs. The kidneys filter the blood constantly all day long, so the kidneys can get damaged. Every place where there is circulation carrying blood around the body, and so that's every place, the too much sugar can damage those tissues, so the eyes get damaged. So when you look at diabetes, when we say it's an accelerated process of aging, it's because of two things. It's because of the sugar that damages the tissues, and insulin itself is pro-inflammatory. When insulin levels are too high, because the insulin receptors are saying, no thank you, saw enough of you today, bye-bye. When the insulin levels are too high, then we get inflammation. We get damage just from the insulin. Insulin-like growth factor, which is an insulin-like compound, has been linked to cancer, as Mike so rightly pointed out, has been linked to elevation of cholesterol and inflammation in the blood vessels, has been linked to all number of damage processes in the body. So the sugar is damaging, the insulin is damaging, and even hormones that are like insulin are damaging to the body. We need to manage it. There's a grace and a balance about the way that the biology works, about the way that our biochemistry works. And when we get really out of balance with, say, I don't know, 30 to 50 teaspoons of sugar like a teenage kid might consume, or a truck driver or somebody that's drinking soft drinks or drinking, you know, coffee with lots of sugar all day. The beverages seem to be one of the places where the sugar comes in so rampantly, when we're just flooding our body with the same compounds all day long. Mm-hmm. The body says enough.
And what's so insidious about the liquid sugar, if you will, it's sort of like a transfusion. I mean, it gets infused into the bloodstream quickly. It doesn't have, you know, there's no fiber. There's nothing to slow down the transport of the sugar in, you know, through the small intestine into the bloodstream. It just gets rushed right in, and that really is problematic then, right?
Yes.
Because you got Then you have glucose levels flooding into the bloodstream. Brain gets the signal, got to get the insulin, and keeps producing more insulin. You keep drinking that soft drink that looks like a paint bucket, the size of a paint bucket cup. You could bathe in the thing, and by the time you're done, I mean, you got glucose levels and insulin levels that are through the roof, and you wonder why you get sick, and you wonder why you get fat, and you wonder why you get heart disease. You wonder why you end up with metabolic syndrome. This isn't complicated. It's not complicated, but what is complicated is, how do you change that behavior so you don't do that? And instead of eating the one small piece of chocolate, triple, double fudge cake or whatever, you eat the whole thing. No. Nutritional sin. Bad news. Be right back.
Looking for energy, stamina, mental focus, and recovery while working out during these hot summer months? It's time to take your performance to the next level. Vegas Sport Performance Optimizer provides the energy you need to take your fitness training to the next level, safely and naturally. Sporting a unique and organic combination of synergistic plant-based performance-improving ingredients, it will enhance your endurance and mental focus during athletic performance and provide you with immediate and lasting energy. Stay active and hydrated this summer and replenish your electrolytes with Vega's Sport Performance Optimizer. Try it in lemon lime and acai berry flavors.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell,
heart cell,
liver cell,
breast cell,
prostate cell,
intestinal cell,
lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carboline, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. In fact, according to a national survey, 54% of adults have trouble sleeping. So what can you do about it? Take Solace. Solace is an all-natural dietary supplement formulated to support healthy sleep and relaxation. Solace can help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Formulated with all-natural ingredients, Solace is non-addictive and won't leave you feeling groggy in the morning. Take Solace an hour before bed and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit TakeSolace.com. That's 877-533-7066 or TakeSolace.com. Look for Solace in your local health and nutrition store. Solace, for a good night's rest naturally.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Brightcore Nutrition, makers of organic sweet wheat, sweet kid, and sweet skin. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. My guest is Julie Root. She's a licensed practical nurse. She's also very practical and very smart, a licensed nutritionist and a medical journalist. And she's in Denver, Colorado. She has a private practice in Denver, and she has her own radio show and been doing that for many years. Thanks for taking some time to come on the show today. I know you're busy. There in Colorado, skiing, hunting, fishing,
riding, rafting down the river,
riding horses. Boy, what am I thinking about, huh? It's all right. Yeah, this diabetes business, boy, oh boy. And more people. Now we have, they had to stop saying adult type 2 onset diabetes, you know, that whole business. They dropped the adult because now we got kids, young children with type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. What? That's an adult disease.
Well, it used to be, but our kids got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't mean tall, I mean overweight. And so the kinds of changes that disable the metabolism and blood sugar balance in adults began to happen in children. And so a few years ago, it's not a new thing. A few years ago, half of the new diagnosis of type 2 diabetes were occurring in people 19 or younger.
Yikes.
So it's not unusual to find a 10-year-old with type 2 diabetes now. So, you know, what do they say? The sins of the fathers will be visited upon the sons.
Mm-hmm.
When you said dietary sin, I thought about that.
Nutritional sin. That's my Catholic upbringing coming out. You know, I talk about nutritional sin. that's what resonates with me.
Mm.
You know, that whole concept. And it is somewhat sinful in a sense, not in a religious sense, sinful in that it is so devastating. You know, religious talk about corrupting your soul. What about, you know, just corrupting your body?
Mm-hmm.
And getting it sick and putting it in a sick condition. People think sickness sort of floats out of the ether and then all of a sudden we just get sick. And, oh, it must be the genes. Share with the audience how much of sickness is gene-derived compared to the way you live and the way you eat. What's your take?
Well, it's a real minority. We spend a lot of time talking about the genes because of the Human Genome Project and because we've learned about them and we've begun to identify them, but the reality is that the food choices that we make and molecules in the food, the vitamins and other cofactors in the foods actually influence the expression of genes. Vitamin D can switch on or switch off thousands of different genes. So, yes, you may have a genetic, you know, inheritance in terms of something that happens in your family, whether it's a breast cancer gene or whether your family does trend toward heart disease or diabetes, but it's not written in stone, even if you have those genes, that those genes will express in the disease direction. It could be possible to switch them off, and it can be, and it is true that the food choices that we make have a hand in that, have a very strong hand in that.
As well as your lifestyle decisions, such as leading a sedentary life, drinking too much alcohol, over consuming recreational drugs, and it goes on and on and on.
Smoking,
not getting enough sleep, leading living as if you were genetically coded to be a type A personality and live in a high stress, high pressure canister, and that you're ready to explode at any time. All of those things take a toll. Human body is resilient, but, you know, can only take so much, and over time, something's going to give. In terms of treatment, prevention, and I know you can't talk about treatment and prevention, because the law prohibits that, and the same prohibition applies to me. But in terms of dietary supplements that can help people manage their existing diabetes or to put them in a better stance not to get it, what does Carlson have in mind?
Well, Carlson makes a multivitamin formula called Nutrisupport Diabetes. It's a multiple, so it's got the antioxidants and the B complex and the, you know, mineral content you'd expect to find in a multivitamin. But it was formulated for people who are pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic with levels of vitamin D, with omega-3 fish oils with nutrients that support the health of those systems in the body that are compromised most in people who might be pre-diabetic or diabetic.
Would it be applicable or appropriate for type 1 and type 2 diabetics?
Well, I think it would, because the type 1 person also has the same issues in terms of blood vessel health. The decline of blood vessel health is accelerated in a person who's diabetic, and heart risk is increased. So those things that are going to support the health of the blood vessels, that's going to be beneficial for a type 1 or a type 2. And the type 1 diabetic typically is using insulin. That's usually a person who is using insulin, and that insulin can raise LDL cholesterol. So the things that keep our blood vessels working and elastic and healthy and flexible, they're going to benefit you whether you are type 1 or type 2. And Carlson has the omega-3s, a number of very good omega-3 products, and those are, well-known, well-studied for helping to reduce heart risk and promote heart health and support healthy blood vessels. And some of the vision products, I think, are also important for people that are either pre-diabetic or diabetic, because vision gets compromised, cataracts accelerate, there's a higher risk for macular degeneration, there's a higher risk for diabetic retinopathy, diseases of the retina. Mm-hmm. So the vision products are appropriate too.
Right now, of course, as you know, if you go to the trade shows, I mean, you expect to jump into a fish tank. There's so much fish oil. Honest to God. I mean, at every bend and turn, fish oil here, fish oil there. This one's, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
But how long ago did John and Susan, they got into that long before it became popular.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They introduced, I think they would have been in the omega-3 business in the 1970s, but Susan was such a stickler for the contaminant-free piece of that whole puzzle, and the really state-of-the-art pharmaceutically licensed facilities in Norway, their best techniques were developed in the mid to late 1970s. So when she could pass the most strident analysis looking for contaminants, she went ahead with omega-3, and that happened in 1982. That lemon-flavored cod liver oil was introduced in 1982, along with the salmon oil capsules. And the lemon-flavored cod liver oil from Carlson is still the industry, according to SPINS data, the measures of such things. It's still the industry's number one liquid fish oil.
So go to Carlson. Is it Carlson Labs or just Carlson.com?
CarlsonLabs.com.
Okay. Well, I was just taking that all in. I was taking notes vigorously. And you can learn more about those products. I want to thank you for taking all the time that you did today. Come on and talk and sharing all of your passion. You always show up ready to go, and I appreciate that, and so do the listeners.
Well, it's just a great treat to be with you anytime that I get to. So thank you for giving me all of that time.
It's my pleasure. And I'll see you the next time.
All right. Take care.
All right. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from Real Food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service, and you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com. For life, for less.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And we are back from the break. And back from the brink. I always feel like I'm back from the brink. Always on the edge. And thanks for tuning into the show. Back from the break, back from the brink. And my guest today was Jolie Root. As you can tell, I have a great deal of respect for her. She's just a wonderful guest in so many ways. One, I think that she connects. She talks about things in a way that people can understand. She's sincere. She has integrity. I could go on. And she has credentials, and she's conversational. I just have a lot of regard for her. I get a chance from time to time to talk to her at the trade shows. That's been one of the gifts of doing this show, is to meet such wonderful people. And they sometimes, and she's very well known and has a great reputation, very, very popular. But most people don't know a lot of the people in the natural products industry. That's a world unto itself. But we are very proud to have her come on to the show and introduce her to you and for her to share her knowledge. I like her a lot and I respect her even more. Several weeks back, I promised you that I would talk about death. That's an odd promise, isn't it? And what I must confess to you is that I do this show every day, and it's always on my mind, death. Because when you're talking about health, it's always a subtext that's running for me. There's always this streamer underneath, It's always there for me because we're talking about health and illness. Many of you have great health. Some of you are trying to reclaim your health. And this issue, as Ernest Becker's book, The Denial of Death, we don't want to talk about it. But it is always on my mind because of doing this show. When you're talking about health, the flip side, of course, is that the darker side. And the bottom line is death. But I thought this would be an occasion to talk about it maybe in a positive way. And going back to Steve Jobs and the way I opened the show today, and talking about him, and the shows are archived so you can go back and if you have a notion to listen to what I had to say about him being an insanely great Renaissance man. And I want to refer to his text, the speech that he gave to the Stanford commencement speech. And he told three stories. The first story was about what he called connecting the dots. And he sort of goes through how it all came into being, with him and Steve Wozniak, his buddy. The second story was, he said, my second story is about love and loss. This is when he got fired from Apple, the very company that he created, and he ended up getting fired from it. But he realized that he was still in love. What he was in love with was the work. He loved what he did. And then he went on to form a company called Next, NEXT. And then he went on to get a company together called Pixar. Pixar created the world's first computer animated feature film called The Toy Story. You probably have seen it, taking your children, whatever. And then he got hired back to Apple and resurrected them from the grips of the Grim Reaper. They were ready to sink, and the rest is history. The third story in his speech, he said, my third story is about death. And I wanted to share with you a portion of that part of the speech. You probably have seen it, the videotape of it on TV, and heard commentators talk about it. But I wanted to share with you this part of the speech, at least some of it. And he said, when I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, if you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right. It made an impression on me, and since then, for the past 33 years, I have looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. He goes on to say, about a year ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. I had a scan at 7:30 in the morning, and it clearly showed a tumor on my pancreas. I didn't even know what a pancreas was. The doctors told me this was almost certainly a type of cancer that is incurable, and that I should expect to live no longer than 3 to 6 months. My doctor advised me to go home and get my affairs in order, which is doctor's code for prepare to die. It means that to try to tell your kids everything you thought you'd have the next 10 years to tell them in just a few months. It means to make sure everything is buttoned up so that it will be easy as possible for your family. It means to say your goodbyes. I lived with that diagnosis all day. Later that evening, I had a biopsy where they stuck an endoscope down my throat, through my stomach, and into my intestines, put a needle into my pancreas, and got a few cells from the tumor. I was sedated, but my wife, who was there, told me that when they viewed the cells under a microscope, the doctors started crying because it turned out to be a very rare form of pancreatic cancer that is curable with surgery. I had the surgery, and I'm fine now. This was the closest I've been to facing death, and I hope it's the closest I get for a few more decades. Having lived through it, I can now say this to you with a bit more certainty than when death was a useful but purely intellectual concept. No one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And yet death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it, and is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It is life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you, he said to the students. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Sorry to be so dramatic, but it is quite true. And then he said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. I'll be back.
Today, I feasted on heavy metals, groundwater pollutants, factory emissions, pesticides, preservatives, and household cleaners. Yuck! And so did you. Fortunately, there is an easy, efficient way to purge your body of unwanted toxins. CleanSmart Advanced Total Body Internal Cleanse from Renew Life. It's a 30-day program that combines 23 natural ingredients, including 9 deep cleansing herbal extracts, to help boost your own natural detoxification system. Just 2 capsules, morning and evening, helps promote regularity, which in turn gives you more energy, helps you think more clearly, and helps you feel lighter on your feet. Plus, there are no fillers or unnatural ingredients. So clean up what our dirty world dishes out and take your cleanse to the next level with CleanSmart, America's number one cleanse. CleanSmart is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Natural's fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Grounded in the power of nature, Rainbow Light Certified Organics deliver whole food nutrition in a certified organic vegetarian multivitamin. Organic superfruits, vegetables, and herbs are enriched with research-based nutrients to help you reach a stronger state of health. Rainbow Light's certified organics are customized to strengthen your core systems at the cellular level for sustained energy, immunity, and longevity. Rainbow Light's certified organics multivitamins offer superior purity. As allergen safeguard formulas, they are gluten-free and contain no milk, eggs, fish, or shellfish, nuts, wheat, or soy. At Rainbow Light, their commitment to health extends to planetary wellness. With the introduction of their new EcoGuard bottles, they are the first nutritional supplement company to convert to 100% post-consumer recycled, 100% recyclable material, helping keep millions of bottles out of landfills and oceans. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol. Nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima. Pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas. Superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition. On the web at letstalknutrition.com. We are back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. We're headed into the last segment here today on Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Thanks for tuning in, and your listenership is never taken for granted. Give you a health question, and if you get the answer right, you can win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. My guest today, Jolie Root, alluded to this statistic that I'm about to put into a form of a question, dealing with diabetes. And in 2010, in the year 2010, they did some analyses, the National Diabetes Information Clearinghouse and part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and they were looking at the prevalence of diabetes, and they discovered something that was, you know, a little distressing regarding young people, people younger than 20 years of age and who had diabetes, type 1 or type 2. So here's the health question. In 2010, how many people younger than 20 years of age had diabetes, either type 1 or type 2 in the United States? Was it 75,000? Was it 115,000? Or was it 215,000? How many people, I'll just give you three choices today, how many people in the United States younger than 20 years of age had type 1 or type 2 diabetes in 2010, in the year 2010? 75,000, 115,000, or 215,000? 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, and toll-free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. You can send me an email to studio at letstalknutrition.com as well with the correct answer. you can follow, well, we'll see if somebody gets this. I usually don't stump anybody. Maybe today, I don't know. You never know. October 21st, I'll be at the Vitamin Discount Center store in New Tampa. We'll be doing a live broadcast. That's not too far from now. And stop by. We'll have prizes and giveaways and whatnot, and I look forward to seeing you there in New Tampa on Cross Creek Boulevard. And you can also, in terms of the show, we're trying to make this, we are making this show, not trying, more interactive than ever before. You can always follow me on Twitter. As I'm doing the show, you can send tweets. I pick them up. I'm on Facebook. On Twitter, it's at Dr. Garko. And on Facebook, it's Dr. Michael Garko. And pay a visit on Facebook, and that's, you know, you can make, I can, if I know, if you do that and I can, you make friends, I'll be happy to confirm it. And the health question, no callers, yeah, it's quiet out there today. All right. How many people younger than 20 years of age, people younger than 20 years of age had type 1 or type 2 diabetes in the year 2010? 75,000? 115,000 or 215,000? 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, and then toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK, or studio at letstalknutrition.com if you have a little communication apprehension and don't want to go on the air, and that's okay. Diabetes, bad news, very serious. Among U.S. residents aged 65 years and older, do you know there's 10.9 million or 26.9% had diabetes in 2010? That's a lot of people. About 1.9 million people who are 20 years of age or older were newly diagnosed with diabetes in 2010. And what we notice is that the incidence of diabetes is rising. The prevalence is rising. Why? Because we have now more and more people suffering from metabolic syndrome and becoming obese. And they go to these, diabetes is a consequence, type 2 diabetes in particular is a natural consequence of those particular conditions. So, I know a lot of doctors listen to this show, surgeons, general practitioners, and all from all different fields of medicine. And that, you know, they live with this stuff every single day. And I talk about it, you know, as much as I can on the show. You know, typically what happens is that when people don't, have it. You know, it's, well, it's not a statistic. It doesn't apply to me. But given the numbers and given where we're headed, I dare say probably each and every one of you knows at least one person with type 2 diabetes, at least one. Let's go to Land O'Lakes. Very nice up there in Land O'Lakes. And Mel's up there in Land O'Lakes. He makes it even nicer. Now, Mel, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for that intro.
I bet you've never been introduced that way.
No, I never have.
You make Land O'Lakes better. How about that?
Oh, well, thank you.
How are you doing these days?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. I know that you listen to the show, and I appreciate that. So let's see if you can win that $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. In 2010, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services pulled some statistics together, and what they found was that young people 20 years of age had type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and we're looking for the number. Was it 75,000, 115,000, or 215,000?
Well, Doc, I didn't get to hear all your show today, but I'm just going to make a stab at it. I would say the highest number. Actually, if it was just one person, that would be a tragedy, but I'm going to go with the 215.
Yeah, it is 215.
Is it really?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
It is 215, and it's just not right.
No, they need to move heaven and earth to get that off their back, really, if they can.
I know. And what's interesting about type 1 diabetes, not much they can do yet. They're working on it, stem cells and whatnot, to try to get those beta cells back into the pancreas. But type 2 diabetes, very treatable. You can do something about it. Diet and lifestyle. Diet and exercise. Diet and lifestyle. Same old thing, but that same old thing is a good thing. But
yes.
Thank you so much for listening to the show, and I appreciate your listenership, Mel. And you keep everything buttoned up in Land O'Lakes, okay?
Hey, one day I'm going to see you at one of your places.
I would hope that you can, and I hope you come by to the one in New Tampa on Cross Creek Boulevard, not too far from Land O'Lakes, not all that far away, but, you know.
Right. I go to the Carrollwood store, but anyway, yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, please stop by. I'd love to see you.
I'll do it, Doc. Thanks a lot.
You're so welcome. And thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with me your time. And your patience, I appreciate it. And the shows are archived on my website at letstalknutrition.com if you're interested in going back and catching part of a show or listening to a guest that had something to say, like my guest today, Jolie Root. She's wonderful. And take a look at those Carlson products that we talked about. It's a great company. They are a venerable company. I will see you tomorrow, God willing. And in the meantime, remember, your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you. And get your nutrition from Real Food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service, and you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com for life. for less.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.